Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Revolting against communism, the Democrats are proving themselves to just be revolting, and the FBI once again drops the ball on a very high-profile pedophile case allowing a man to victimize young women for 30 years. All of these subjects we're going to cover today, folks. We got a busy show, so let's get right down to it. In the streets of Cuba, hundreds and thousands, by some measures, of people have had enough. They have had enough of quote-unquote socialism, that's really communism. They have had enough of the oppression. They have had enough of getting 5 eggs a month as a ration. They've had enough. And they're in the streets. At great danger to themselves, by the way. Because this is a country that just a few minutes before we went on air, we have learned are firing on people who are totally unarmed and are ripping anti-government reporters off the air live and jailing them. You want to see what a real communist country looks like? You want to see what socialism is at its best? You're looking at it now, folks. You're looking at it now. Shut down the internet for these people so that there's no way they can get their message out and no one can contact them to help them. Pull off the air any opposing voices to the streets and shoot or arrest anyone who disagrees with us in public. And yet the Cuban people, they're not backing down. They're not hiding. They're not running away because they've had enough. Now, the great minds of the Democratic Party, such as Bernie Sanders, says, well, it's really about vaccine. Let's blame COVID. Let's blame COVID for everything. Let's just blame COVID. COVID assassinated Abraham Lincoln. It's really about not enough vaccines. No, they're crying liberty. They want their freedom, you moron. You can try patching this off in COVID all you want. And I know why you're doing it, Bernie, because this is the regime you supported. When you were running for president, you said, Cuba's not so bad. They have a good education system. They have a good health care system. That's why they're in the streets. That's why they're in the streets, Bernie. You're the one who took a look at Cuba and said, this is a good place. I like it very much. Yeah, well, the people don't. I'm sure you do, because you'd be the ruling class. So now, you got egg all over your face. Even though the Cubans can only have 5 a month, you got it all over your face. So what can you say? Oh, no, it's not about the, they're not trying to get freedom. Yes, they are, Bernie. Yes, they are. They're crying liberty. They're not crying we want vaccines. They're crying liberty. They're waving American flags. You know why they're waving American flags? Well, if you talk to the Democratic Party, it must be because they're a whole entire race of evil, horrible, redneck-porting racists. That's the only reason you wave an American flag, right? There's no other logical reason to wave an American flag. So all of these Cuban people, that's what they must be, right? The reason the Democratic Party cannot admit what's going on is because they were the ones who supported this nonsense. And now we see a clear mirror image of what happens when it's taken to its final stages. Oh, everyone's going to say, well, this isn't what they're suggesting. No, not now. But this is how it ends up eventually. This is how it always ends up. So none of the Democrats will speak out. Where's AOC now? Excuse me, you always have something to say about everything, don't you? Big mouth, where are you now? Hiding somewhere in your basement saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Somebody please tell me what to say like you always do. Except nobody knows what to say. Because this is what they wanted for the United States of America. And these brave Cuban people are showing us the end result of what these ridiculous, radical, left-wing lunatics want for this country. Oh, and let's go one step further. Mayorkas, the rocket scientist, the man who was investigated, by the way, during the Obama administration for helping his political allies circumvent the immigration system, gets on television and says, do not come here, Cuban people. If you take to the waters, you will not be allowed in the United States. Oh, well, that's funny. I thought you were all for open borders. Oh, their poor people are being oppressed. We have to let these people in from countries who just can't find work. It's a good country. Mexico's fine. It's run by drug cartels, but, you know, nobody is pulling people off of the air and executing people in the streets for protesting against the government. Oh, but in Cuba, no, no, you people stay right where you are. We don't want you. You know why they don't want you? Because you won't vote for them. Because the Cuban people got a taste of what these people want for the United States of America, and they won't vote for them. So because the Cuban people, if they got exile in this country, would say, oh, no, we're not voting for the socialist, ridiculous, communistic, left-wing, radical base. You get to stay in your country and die. Stay in your country where they're pulling reporters off the air. Stay in your country where they're pulling people off the streets and never to be seen again. Never to be seen again. You stay there. But if you're from Mexico and you just can't find a job or you want to run some drugs, come on over. We'll find a spot for you because you'll vote for us. You have revealed to the American public exactly what this immigration nonsense is all about, and that is strictly giving yourself a new voter base so you can stay in power for life because you are dictators. You are the same exact model that Cuba is facing right now. And you'll say, oh, Marcus, you're being so radical. I'm not being radical. There are people, even on CNN just last night, there are people suggesting, you know, opposing voices like Fox and some of these other, you know, Newsmax, they've got to be pulled off the air. They can't be allowed to broadcast. Why? Why can't they be allowed to broadcast? Because they disagree with you? Well, isn't that exactly what Cuba's doing when they're pulling broadcasters right off the air? Oh, you're not suggesting they'd be arrested yet. But that's coming because you're going to say they're enemies of the state. See, that's coming. But for right now, you're not suggesting that. It's just, well, get them off the air. And then if they persist in doing it online, we may have to deem them enemies of the state, and they may have to be arrested. Oh, well, that's exactly what's happening in Cuba. These brave Cuban people, who will be assassinated, by the way, if they literally get in their boats or make a boat, they're going to have to make one, try to brave the shark-infested waters to get here, and the Coast Guard picks them up and sends them back, they're toast. By the way, folks, we have had this pact with Cuba for many, 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 many years, that if you manage to reach the beach, 90 miles away from Miami, if you manage to reach the beach, you will be given exile because we understand that Cuba is a fascist dictator country and that your life is truly in danger there. We've always had this pact with them. The Obama administration even had the pact with them, but now the Biden administration is shutting it down. And I know there's going to be people who say, well, what's the difference? You're going to accept the Cuban people. You have to accept the Mexican people. No, wrong. You know what the difference is, Einsteins? Cuba allowed Russia to put missiles 90 miles off our shore. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? And we said enough. We're not dealing with them. And we feel badly for the people because we understand what's going on there. And we understand that they're shipped back, they're dead. Do you think Mexico, if someone comes over here from Mexico and we ship them back, the president of Mexico doesn't kill them or execute them or punish their families. It's just like, oh, well, you came back. It's all day and night difference, so don't give me that nonsense. The reason you won't want the Cuban people to come here is because they will not vote Democrat, the majority of them. They will vote for the Republican because they know that secretly, lately, the Democratic Party is really the Socialist Party. So there's the dirty little secret, folks. Mayorkas, all of a sudden, he gets tough. You stay where you are. We will not accept you. Do not get in those waters. You will not come to this country. That's what he said. Did he say that to the Mexican people? Did he say that to the people from Guatemala and go all over the world that was coming here? No, he didn't say that. Just the Cuban people who really are in danger because they won't vote Democrat. You should be ashamed of yourselves. But they have no shame. They have no shame. And the Cuban people are the bravest of the brave because they fully realize their lives are in danger when they take to those streets. If they're positively identified, Lord knows what might happen to them or their family. But they've had enough. And if you're sitting around saying, it's not about the government, why are they waving American flags, you moron? If our country is so evil and horrid and racist and awful, why are they waving American flags, saying we want to be like you? Why were the people in China before the virus hit and wiped everybody out? Why were they waving American flags? I want an answer to that question. See, because when they look at America, they see the things they want. Freedom, opportunity, equality, justice, the things that you claim you don't see. What I want you to do is ship those little whiny-ass, pimple-faced losers called Antifa. Oh, come after me. I can't wait. Come after me. I can't wait. Ship you off to Cuba. See how long you last there. Soy boy, you'll last 10 seconds, and you'll be begging, please, can I come back? Oh, please, can I come back? So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll ship all you anti-American, we hate it here, people to hell to Cuba. Let the Cuban people come over here who kiss the ground when they get here. Kiss the ground and say, thank God. Oh, but Mayorkas says you can't come because you're not a Democrat. You won't vote for us, so you're useless to us. Stay there and die. I can't believe that people who support the Democratic Party can't see through this. I can't believe it. We've just learned that Biden... illegally, by the way, this is totally illegal. Biden is literally having the military fly illegal aliens all over the United States and spreading them out without any okay from any city or state. Totally in the dark. Let's just get them all spread out before the elections so we can get them to vote for us. That's what you're doing. You can't see through that, folks. I hope if you're a Democrat and you're listening to this show, you don't think I'm talking to you when I yell and scream about how the Democrats are evil, horrible people, because I'm not. I'm not talking to you voters. I'm not talking to you people who support them, because I know what happens. You sit there and you watch MSNBC or CNN and you think that's real. and you think everything they say is true, and if it was, well, no wonder you believe what you believe. The problem is it ain't real. It ain't true. It's propaganda, and you believe it. So because you've been propagandized, you say, oh, well, what they're saying is correct. No, it's not correct. You've been lied to. And you should be smart enough to see it, because if millions of people can flood this border from other countries who aren't being, or whose lives are not in imminent danger, and they're granted asylum, how come the Cuban people whose lives are in imminent danger are told to stay where they are? When we've had a pact with Cuba for many, many, many years, not with Cuba, because Cuba don't give a damn, but I mean, we've had a pact here in the United States saying if a Cuban person reaches this shore, they will be granted asylum. Oh, Biden took that away. Can't have that, because for every Cuban that comes over here, you take away the vote of an illegal alien who'll vote for the Democratic Party because we're the ones who got them here. You can't see through that, huh? I challenge you guys to just expand your horizons a little bit. Just ask yourself, is it possible that I may have been lied to by some of the people I trusted? That's all. If you're a Democratic voter, please just ask yourself, is it possible I'm being misled here? Is it possible that some of these people have infiltrated this party who do not want what's best for this country? And they want to remain in power for life, even if it means whatever means necessary? That's all I'm asking of you. In the meantime, the Democrats don't say, oh, those people in Cuba, they're so brave. No. You know who's brave? The Democratic lawmakers in Texas who get on an airplane filled with Bud Light or Miller Light and fly away so they don't have to vote on the new voter laws, because we are standing up against oppression for voter rights. They actually got in a circle and sang, "We will overcome." Do you understand how ridiculously insulting that is? Do you have any clue? The people who sang "We will overcome" was marching toward the problem, facing it head on, saying "We will overcome" by facing it head on. You're running away from the problem. Who overcomes a problem by running away from it? You idiots, you grandstanders. Oh, and what are you trying to overcome? Well, according to the Democrats, the Texas law is so outrageous when it comes to voter rights that it will, in effect, stop people from voting. Okay, well, let's go through it then, shall we? Let's take a minute to go through. They've actually increased the hours you can vote. They've actually increased the amount of days you can mail in your ballot. What they want is for you to be able to identify yourself, who you are. Now, an hour and a half ago, apparently, I'm exaggerating, more like a week ago, Democrats were all over the television saying, we're not against voter ID. We're not against voter ID. Yeah, because you read the little survey that said, oh, we took a poll, and 80% of Americans say voter ID is a good idea. So all of a sudden, you were like, oh, no, we're not against it. Believe me. Yeah, no, you are. You're against it, because that's all that really the difference is in Texas. Except for the following fact, no ballot harvesting. Well, who the hell thinks ballot harvesting is a good idea? I'll tell you who does. Third world countries who want to rig elections, because that's the easiest way to rig an election. Sending out ballots to every qualified voter, every registered voter, and then collecting them all, even if maybe they're not filled in and you just get to fill it in, huh? Yeah, I don't think so. It is not, here's what we have to remember, folks. And I believe I'm the first person to say this out loud. So turn up the radio, turn up the dial on the computer. Voting is a right. It is not an obligation. Do you understand what the difference is? That means if I sit here, I say I have the right to go to that poll and pull that lever or write down on the ballot for whoever I want. That's my God-given right here. That's my right. If I say I don't feel like going, that's also my right. I'm not obligated to. It's not a subpoena. I'm not being subpoenaed to vote. I'm being told you have the right to, should you choose to. By sending out these ballots and then calling them, did you fill it out? Did you fill it out? We're coming for it. Did you fill it out? We're coming for it. Better fill it out. We're coming for it. You're making it an obligation. And finally, people, just to get rid of you, will say, Jesus, there, I checked Democrat. Come get it. Yeah, you're rigging the election. That's what you're doing. And you realize you got caught this year, by the way. You realize you got caught. And you know why you got caught? See, I could probably get kicked off this radio show for saying this, but you did rig the election, and here's why I know you rigged it. Because no sitting president ever got more votes the second time he ran his second term. Nobody. And Trump got 12 million more. 12 million more people voted for Donald Trump than they did the first time. And he lost. Because that bastion of charisma, Joe Biden, was so popular that he even got more votes than Barack Obama. Yeah, okay. Well, let's say he did. You know why he did? Because you sent ballots to everybody and insisted they fill it out. You found people who normally said, I'm not voting for Biden. I don't care who wins. It doesn't matter. I don't give a damn. And you say, oh, yeah, you want to keep your benefits? You vote. You're strong-arming people. We're sending you those ballots, and you better fill them out. Texas has said, you're not doing that anymore. If someone requests a ballot be sent to them because they're disabled, or they're out of the state or country, or they're serving in the military, or whatever the case may be, absolutely send them the ballot. But you don't just send them to everyone regardless, because what happens if I live in Texas, and I plan on going to the polls to vote, and I get a ballot, and I say, well, I don't know. I filled it out, but, you know, I'll just go to the polls and I'll leave the ballot, and then somehow that ballot gets collected. You don't know what the hell's going on. There's too many ballots. You only give the ballots to the people who request them. If they don't request them, guess what? They're not interested in voting. Leave them alone. They are American citizens, and they have the right to say, no, I don't want to vote. They don't have to have it shoved down your throat by the Democratic Party who shows up at your house. What the hell is wrong with you people? Oh, by the way, these giddy, we shall overcome Democrats forget that there were other bills in Texas, including tax cuts for people who were losing their houses due to tremendous tax, some things that would have helped low-income families. They're not voting on them either, so they're going to get squashed because you decided to take a bus trip. And you think you're the rebels. You think that we're doing the right thing for the right reason. No, you're not. No, you're not. What you are actually doing is saying, if you impose these laws, it's going to make it much harder for us to force ourselves down the American people's throats. And because we planned on forcing ourselves down the American people's throats, we're going to have to stand up against this because we know we're going to get crushed in the midterms. We know we're going to get crushed in the midterms. They're already saying it, by the way. The Democrats are already saying, prepare for a red wave in the midterms, but that's normal. Every president, you know, his party affiliation usually gets whomped in the midterms. So we expect that there's going to be a bit of a red wave. Yeah, no, you understand that all of your policies are not popular. Aren't you there to serve the people? I thought that's what you were there to serve. Well, 80% of America says we want voter ID. How come you don't? 80% of America says we do not want to in any way, shape, or form defund the police or federalize them. How come you do? How come you're going against everything the American people want? How come you're playing to the 20% and not the 80%? How come? Oh, by the way, this bus trip here, this big exodus out of Texas, that's being paid for by the taxpayers. They're still getting their $200 and some odd dollars a day. to do nothing, to do absolutely nothing. You want to throw around the word insurrection? This is a bit of an insurrection, isn't it? Because you are technically holding the hostage, the Texas government. It's come to a standstill. Nothing can happen until you get back and do the work again, and you won't until you get your way. That's not overthrowing localized government. I think it might be. I think it might be. Oh, but you're okay with that, right? That's fine. That's fine because you did it. That's fine because you did it. Remember when Obama put great big walls around all of the parks, the veterans' memorial parks, and said, you can't come in? And the Republicans said, fine, we're shutting down the government. Oh, these evil, horrible Republicans. They're terrible people. See what they're doing? Now you're heroes. Now you're all heroes. Now you're all holding hands saying, we will overcome. Do you think for 1 minute that anyone who remembers the civil rights movement and the people who were brave enough to march into the face of a problem and say, we're going to deal with this problem, respect you running away from it and using their song to do it? You must be nuts. You are so out of touch with the American people that you not only deserve to get whomped in the midterms, you deserve to get whomped so badly in the presidential election that we will never see a Democratic president for the rest of my lifetime. Because technically speaking, all you do is spit in the face of the American people and say, tough shit, you'll get what we serve you. And I'm getting damn tired of playing Mr. Nice Guy about it. Oh, they just have a difference of opinion. They want what's best for the country. No, they don't want what's best for the country. Because if you want what's best for the country, you listen to the majority of the people. They're not listening to the majority of the people, folks. They're playing to the minority of the people. They are literally saying there's 10 or 12 or 14% who agree with us. Yeah, well, too bad. I could go out on the street and find 10 or 12 percent of people who think that, hard narcotics should be legalized. It's okay if you want to stick a needle in your arm, and it's fine. Okay. So maybe we should all do that, right? Well, I think it's okay if you're 14 to consent. Maybe we should all make the legal age of consent 14, huh? You don't listen to a small minority. You listen to the majority of the American people because that's what your job is. Not getting on a bus, getting loaded on Miller Lite, and singing civil rights songs like a bunch of morons. I've never been more embarrassed in my life as to watch you people have the hubris to think you're somehow freedom fighters because you got caught rigging an election and you want to keep on doing it, and we have said enough. You're not going to force people to vote. You're not going to send out the voting ballots to every single human being on the face of the planet 3 times. So we can't even keep track of how many ballots there are out. You don't believe me? How many times in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and in Michigan did they say, well, how many ballots exactly? We're not sure. Well, what do you mean you're not sure? What do you mean you're not sure? So you lost track of how many ballots? You think that's a good thing? You don't even know how many ballots are out there floating around? How about if I say, I don't want this ballot? I'm going to go to the polls myself, and I throw it in the garbage can, and a wino picks it out of the garbage can. Or how about people who just collecting them say, okay, if you're going to the polls live or you don't want to vote, can I have the ballot back? And then they just fill it in any way they want. How about that? You see, the idea behind voting, folks, is you get the ballot, you don't leave the building, so you can't really rig it. Do you know you can't even take your ballot outside the building? I bet you a lot of people don't know that. I can't say, can I have my ballot? Yeah, I'm going to go to lunch and I'll drop it off when I get back. They'll say, oh, no. Oh, no, you won't. You don't leave the building with this ballot in your hand. It'll be waiting for you when you get back. You don't walk outside this building with this ballot. So how come then you can mail them to people and float around? So I don't know how many's out there. How come? You think that's a good idea? Because I don't. That's a lousy idea. And you know it's a lousy idea, but you don't care. Because you think this is the easiest way for you to remain in power because you know your policies are so ridiculously unpopular that people aren't going to vote for you. Prior to this election, we had a Cuban man, and everybody ignored him. We had a Cuban man take a stage during a political rally, and he cried. An adult man cried and said, what I see for America is what I saw happen to my beloved Cuba. And if America goes this way, there is no more place for me to go. There is nowhere to run. What about that man? Is he a Nazi? Is he a white supremacist? Is he an insurrectionist? Or is he a good, decent, brave man who said, I saw what happened in my country, and I'm seeing it happen to this country, and I'm begging you not to allow it to happen? Good ideas does not have to censor opposing thought. I want you to understand that. It's a good idea to get a checkup once a year. Very good idea. Ask any doctor in the world, doc, do you think it's a good idea if once a year I get a thorough checkup? And they'll say, oh, it's a very good idea. Very good. But if I was to get on YouTube and make a video saying, that's a ripoff, just a way for them to charge the insurance company, once every 4 or 5 years is enough, they're not going to censor me. They're not going to censor me. They're just going to say, okay, well, that's his opinion. And he's not a doctor, and let people listen to whoever they want to listen to. You want to get a checkup once a year? Get a checkup once a year. You don't want to? Don't. No skin off my nose. That's what they're going to say to you. But if I tell you, well, Johnson & Johnson just recalled their sunscreen because it's got cancer-causing chemicals in it, much like their baby powder did, so I'm not so sure I'm going to trust them to stick their vaccine in my veins. Shut that man down. How dare he say that? Don't you see where this is going, folks? Oppose what the government wants you to believe or do. You will be shadowed. You're done. No social media for you. No posts, no Twitter, no YouTube. Pretty soon they'll come for shows like this and say, well, this is insurrection talk. Because, you know, patriotism is now the definition, apparently. If you're a patriot, you're an insurrectionist. Funny, all of those people that dump the tea in the water, I guess they weren't patriots anymore, right? They're insurrectionists. We should all be under British rule right now. That's the way the Democrats would have had it. Positively unacceptable. And now Biden is saying, oh, well, we might be sending people around to your door to make sure you get the vaccine or ask you. See, here's the clever thing. They're saying, wait a minute. We're not coming to your door and insisting you get a vaccine. We're not coming to your door and saying, let me see your vaccine card. We're not doing that. We're coming around, showing you that it's very easy to get the vaccine, explaining to you the benefits in hopes that you'll say, well, okay, maybe I will get it. That's all we're doing. We're educating you. You're coming to my door about my own private medical decisions. And if I say no, I don't think I will, I'll be put on the list. Marcus Cain refuses. Put down that address. Put down that name. Why? Why? You think we don't see through this? You think we don't know where you're going with this? Of course you're not coming to our house and say, hold him down. Shoot the dog. Stick that needle in his arm. Of course you're not doing that. But you really are forcing people. Because what you're saying is, well, all right, let's write that man's name down and let's see you try to get on an airplane soon. Let's see you try to do something soon in public. By the way, all of these brave, brave warriors for social justice that got aboard that plane and flew out of Texas and boarded a bus heading for a big rally where they all sang, we will overcome, none of them had masks. Not one of them. Oh, they got their Instagram pictures and their YouTube videos up of them yucking it up like they're on a senior trip, sitting shoulder to shoulder. No masks, no social distancing. And you people still think, some of you people still think they take that serious. But they'll go, believe me, if they were in that government building in Texas voting on legislation, they'd have their masks on because they'd be virtue signaling. See, we have our mask on. We comply. Yeah, you're not complying now. Hard to drink those Miller Lights with a mask on, huh? You morons. You absolute morons. It's almost beyond belief. And this is what happens when you're indoctrinated. This is exactly what happens. When you have become an indoctrinated member of the left, where you are basically like a Scientologist, you see nothing wrong. You just, oh, everything we do is right. We are the social justice warriors. We do only good. Everyone who opposes us is evil. Next thing I know, you'll be selling poppies at airports. I mean, this is what it's coming to. You are a cult. And now we're seeing the cult members actually gaining power in government. And the overlords are laughing, saying, oh, our Frankenstein monsters are beginning to fly on their own. Yeah, yeah. Except there's some of us who see through your nonsense. We know you created these people. We know you brainwashed them. We know you indoctrinated them with your ideologies and your nonsense and your lies and your propaganda to the point where they really do believe what they're doing is virtuous when, in fact, it is the exact opposite of virtue. It is, in fact, dictatorship. It's what it is. I don't see AOC crying, saying they're shooting innocent people in Cuba. Maybe she'd get on YouTube and make another video of her cooking up some food while she talks about how Cubans should shut up and sit down or something, huh? Well, the Cuban government's wonderful. Did you see how they're protecting the protesters by shooting the bad ones? That's what the next talking point will be. Oh, here are literally Cuban soldiers shooting protesters. No, no. These were people trying to stop the protesters. And the brave Cuban government shot them so the protesters could continue their free speech. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bernie, AOC, all of you old socialists, well, she's not old, but all of you socialist communist sympathizers, get that freak out of here with your nonsense. Ain't nobody believing you anymore. Speaking of people I don't believe in anymore. It's just come to light that I don't know if many of you people are familiar with it, but apparently these the Nassar case. He was a doctor for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics program who was a monster and molested the young girls in those programs by claiming they were medical procedures when it was just molestation for 30 years. For 30 years. Now, he was recently sentenced to life in prison, but here's the shocking thing. When you go back and you look at some of the FBI files, you will find that there's an FBI agent by the name of Abbott who was greatly aware of this years and years and years and years and years ago and slow-rolled this. Lied. Even lied. Oh, well, we did this and we did that. No, you didn't. You're slow-rolling this. And every day you slow-rolled it, what did Nassar do? Molest another girl. So you basically allowed him to continue his pattern of abuse. And why, you ask? Well, isn't it funny that this exact same Abbott was looking for a job with the Olympic team? Wow, isn't that a coincidence? I mean, I'm sure one has nothing to do with the other, right? I'm sure him filing to try to get a job with the Olympic team made no difference in how he treated an Olympic gymnastic doctor, right? Highly regarded. How is it that every time the FBI has a case of high-profile pedophilia, they slow roll it? How come? They sure as hell don't slow roll it when on January 6th, everyone in that building, everyone who even attended is, we've got their names and addresses and phone numbers and job and description and their driver's license and their car ID and everything, license plate number. Every blue-haired grandma who stumbled into the Capitol building going, I guess they're letting people in now. I see a lot of people going in. Come on, Maud, let's take a look. Oh, they got her. They got Granny on the hot seat saying, you're an insurrectionist, Grandma. Admit it, you're working for the Russians. Nadler, Larry Nadler, hey, what's he doing? Having some fun with some 12-year-olds. Hey, big deal. You can't trust the FBI anymore. They've become an enforcement arm, literally an enforcement arm, for the left-wing radicals. But if Larry Nadler were a Trump supporter, if Larry Nassar was a Trump supporter, and they could have found that out, he would have been in jail so quick, your head would have spun, and CNN and MSNBC and everyone else would have spun this as, you know, this is a systematic problem that happens with males like this who tend to support the Republican radical side of policy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You would have turned it political because he wasn't, and one of your FBI agents wanted a job. It was, we can stall this for 5 or 6 or 8 years, even though girls were coming out, by the way. Guess what happened to the first girl who came out? She was removed from the team. Not because she wasn't good enough, for no other reason. Then she came out and made an allegation, and they said, you're done. You're done. Pack your bags and go home. Other girls came out, and they were, oh, you're exaggerating. You don't understand. These are medical procedures. I know it may look like molestation. I know it may feel like molestation. I know the guy may be breathing heavy while he's doing it to you, but don't worry. Are you crazy? You can't even trust the FBI. See, this is the problem. You think people in this country trust the voting laws after what happened last election? No, they don't. And it's very important that people in this country trust the voting laws. It's also very important they trust the FBI to not be political. I don't trust either one. I don't trust either one. And that's a big problem. Because that's how third world countries develop. We can't have this, folks. We cannot have this. And you know the only people who can stop it is you. And that's why I try to tell you, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. Put that aside. Throw it out the window. Who the hell cares what you hate or like? Do you love this country? Then take a look. It's not the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You better stop that nonsense. Well, if they're against Trump, I'm for them. You better stop that nonsense, because a great deal of these people realize we can use that. And the American people will support us because we're pulling this fake we hate Trump thing, and we'll use it to overthrow this country. They'll support us because we'll just keep mentioning Trump. Excuse me, sir. Isn't it against the law to block people from actually speaking their mind? And we hate Trump. Oh, okay. Well, then it's all right, I guess. Excuse me, sir. Isn't it illegal to shoot a young woman in the chest who's unarmed in the Capitol building for absolutely no reason? We hate Trump. Oh, it's okay. As long as you hate Trump, You must be on my side. They're not on your side. Wake up. They're using you, you idiots. You hate Trump, so they say, we do too. We're on your side. And then they get over on you. And when they no longer need you, you're going to be the first people they roll over. You're going to be the first people they steamroll over. Because they're not steamrolling me, because I knew it from the very beginning. And if I have to go outside and stand on a soapbox and scream it to the world like some nutty street preacher, I will. I'm not going quietly. Excuse me, sir, why am I being taken to a facility for interrogation? We hate Trump. Oh, okay. I'll go along with you. Maybe there'll be sandwiches later. You fools. You complete and utter fools. Okay, you hate Trump. Okay, you didn't like Trump. Big deal. Don't vote for him. But don't close your eyes to the people who are using your hatred for Donald Trump to pull the wool over your eyes and destroy your country. Because that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And you're allowing it to happen. And you need to stop. You need to say enough is enough. You're right. I didn't like Donald Trump. You're right. I don't vote for Donald Trump, but I don't like this nonsense either. I don't want my children taught that white people are evil. I don't want the police defunded. I don't want the people to be forced to vote by literally having people come to their house and shove a ballot under their nose. I don't want people censored who disagree with me. I don't want books burned. I don't want pimply-faced, lousy-ass, fascist bastards marching in the street throwing urine at people who disagree with them. I don't want any of that. That's not my country. Can you do that, please? And forget Donald Trump for one goddamn second in your life. They're using him like the devil. That's what they're using him as. Well, you fear the devil, right? Do what we say. The devil's going to get you. Do what we say. Here comes the devil. We'll save you from the devil. Do what we say. You don't get it. Your life was no worse under Donald Trump. Wake up. Open up your eyes. Did your life change so horribly? Did the stock market crash? Did your 401ks crash? Did you lose your job? Were you rounded up on the streets and put in internment camps? Were you? No, none of this happened. You were told all of this was going to happen. The world's going to be at war. The stock market's going to crash. Job numbers are going to be the lowest they could possibly be. Black people will be, and minorities will be the last consideration. White supremacy will rule. None of that happened. In fact, the exact opposite happened. And now they just distract you with something else. Oh, well, you know, we fought. That's why that didn't happen, because we fought. And we were able to hold him off, that evil bastard. We held him off. That's why you need to vote for us. We held them off. Oh, you did nothing. You lied to the American people. They clearly saw you lied to them. And then you had to make an excuse for it. It wasn't a lie. We really know that he still is a Russian agent. Yeah, yeah. In the meantime, that Russian agent, Donald Trump, who told Putin you're not getting a pipeline so you can sell gas all over Europe and your economy will soar and we'll lose out as Americans. That evil Russian puppet, Donald Trump, who stopped that pipeline, he's the Russian agent. But Joe Biden gets in office and says, no pipelines coming to this country, and we're not drilling on federal land. And, oh, by the way, Vladimir, open up that pipeline. You're good. He's not. He's tough on Russia. Boy, is that a tough guy. By the way, he opened up the pipeline before there was even any negotiations, before he even met Putin. So there was nothing to negotiate because he gave it away before he actually got there. That's how smart he is. Oh, but he's tough on Russia. Folks, it's right in front of your eyes. I can't make you put on the sunglasses and see the world the way it is. You have to do it yourself. You have to realize, okay, once again, you didn't like Donald Trump because he tweets mean tweets, because you think he's arrogant, because you think he's a racist, even though there's not one shred of proof of that, but you think he's bad for the country, whatever. That's your right as an American. But don't think that everyone who agrees with you and says, you're right. We got to take him down. Don't think they're your friend. They're not your friend. They just see something that they say, oh, we can use this. We can get some common ground with some of these American people and get them on our side. And they'll help us do things that we never, ever would have thought of helping us do before, simply because we keep whispering in their ear, we hate Trump. Oh, you must be the good guys. I want to be on the good guys team. You're the good guys. You believe what I believe. Yes, we do. Come along with us. We believe what you believe. And we'll all fight that evil tyrant together. And then when your time comes and you open up your eyes and you say, wait a minute, you lied to me. You overthrew this country. They're going to say, shut up, you peon. How dare you speak that way of your government? You're on a list. And it's going to be too late. And you're going to say, what the hell did I do? All because I thought they were my friend because they hated Donald Trump too. Wake up, folks. Wake up. All the signs are there. It's right in front of your eyes. If you went to a movie theater, every single person coming out of that movie theater said, do not go see that movie. Oh, my God. I asked for my money back. Oh, it was terrible. And every single person coming out of that movie theater is saying, oh, don't waste your money. I'm telling you, don't waste your money. You don't say, this is going to be great. You're probably going to say, well, then I guess maybe I'm just going to pass. People from Cuba are telling you, the people of Cuba are showing you, this is not what you want. We're waving the American flag in our country, telling you, please, United States, do not become this. You are our last bastion of hope. And you're saying, stay in your own country and mind your own business. And Bernie Sanders is saying, I think this is all about the vaccine. I think if maybe they just put more drugs in those people, they would be happier. Bernie Sanders, one of the great thinkers of our time. Please explain to me how this man has so many fans. Why? Because he wants to give away free stuff? Because the bottom line of the situation is he hasn't done one thing. He's been in office his whole entire life. Show me a bill he passed that's great. Show me something he did for the United States that was great. There's not one thing. Same way with Joe Biden. Not one thing. In fact, you could argue that some of the things he did were very racist and very anti-minority. And yet he gets voted for. Why? Because we hate Trump too. If you hate Trump, he's your friend. Come be our buddies. Join our little club so we can use you. That's what they did. Exactly what they did to you. And they're trying to do it again, folks. They're trying to convince you these laws are racist. These voter laws are outrageous. It's going to suppress the vote. No, it's not. No, it's not. These are the same people who want you to take the vaccine. Guess what? You need an ID to take the vaccine. If you don't have an ID, you're not getting that vaccine. So explain to me, please, why the vaccine's not racist. Explain to me, please, why that's not suppressing people who just want to live and not have this horrible pandemic kill them and their family. We can't ask for ID. No, just like they want to come to your house and shove the ballot in your nose, they want to come to your house and shove the needle in your arm. You will do this. We'll come and visit you. And it's a subtle way of saying, I know where you live. I know what you drive. I know your Social Security number. I know everything. Now let me ask you a question. You want to take this vaccine? You don't? Well, okay, that's your choice, as they're scribbling your name in a book. Or, well, we sent you a ballot, and we noticed it has not been returned. And we have to keep careful track of these ballots. So I would thank you to please fill it out and hand it to me now. I'll wait. That's what it's coming to, folks. And you think this is good. You think this is positive. It's not. You're being led like lemmings into the sea, and you're whistling all the way. Because Trump bad. See, when somebody has to try to convince you that someone is so bad, it's probably because they're good. It's probably because they did some things that they say, uh-oh, people are going to start waking up and realizing this guy's pretty good, actually. I'm not saying Trump was perfect. Trump was not perfect. If Trump was perfect, he never would have had that little weasel Anthony Fauci do anything for him. That lying little ideologist. But I got news for you. This country was actually in a better position than it is now. Economically, foreign policy-wise, every way imaginable. And yet you were convinced, no, that was a horrible 4 years. Remember when you were poor? Well, I don't know. I don't remember when I was poor. Actually, I seem to have more money. No, you didn't. Remember when you couldn't find a job? No, actually, there was a lot of jobs. I got my pick. No, you didn't. Remember when more minorities bought houses because it was, you didn't do that. Oh, I didn't? No, I thought I did. We hate Trump. Oh, yeah, you're right. I probably didn't. It's like the magic word. I just can't believe you people are staying asleep while they are taking over your country little by little, claiming they're the good guys, when all the while they are the people who just want the power over you. They don't want to be your voice. They want to be your rulers. And little by little, they are stripping away your rights, forcing you to do things, shutting you down if you disagree, and you can't see this? Again, when I talk about the Democrats and the crazy liberals, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about the voters. I understand that you were sold a bill of goods. You were sold nonsense and lies, and you believed it. But it's time to wake up. It's time to actively use your brain cells and start to connect them and say, something doesn't seem right. Things are going a little too far here.
And maybe then
you will begin to be like those brave people in Cuba who say, enough. We're not doing this anymore. We don't care what you promised us. We don't care that you think this is best for us. We'll get to decide what's best for us because we are your boss. You are not our boss. That's what I want you all to remember. The government is not your boss. You
are their boss.
And they've forgotten that. If you forget it, all hope is gone.